Good morning. Here are today's main news stories for Thursday the 14th of October, brought to you by rtltoday.lu. A man armed with a bow and arrow killed five people and wounded two others in southeastern Norway on Wednesday evening, police said, adding that they had arrested the suspect. The motive for the attack, which took place in several locations in the town centre of Kongsberg, was unknown, but police said terrorism could not yet be ruled out. Police official Øyvind Aas confirmed that five people were killed. The two wounded were in critical care units in hospital, but their lives did not appear to be in danger. One of the wounded was an off-duty police officer who had been in a store, one of several places attacked. Police have identified the suspect only as a 37-year-old Danish citizen living in Kongsberg, countering earlier television reports alleging the attacker was a Norwegian man. The United States is returning to the UN Human Rights Council 3.5 years after its dramatic walkout, time seized upon by China to assert wider influence. The United Nations General Assembly elects new members of the UN's top rights body on Thursday, with countries kicking off their 3-year council term from January the 1st. Though member states are chosen in a secret ballot, the election is a non-contest, with 18 candidate countries standing for 18 seats. The council is tasked with strengthening the promotion and protection of human rights worldwide, addressing violations and making recommendations. The spectator behind one of the biggest pile-ups in the Tour de France history goes on trial on Thursday, charged with injuring dozens of riders on the cycling race's first day last June. The 31-year-old Frenchwoman, whose identity was withheld after she was targeted by a torrent of online abuse, has already told prosecutors of being ashamed at her stupidity. German rider Tony Martin was unable to avoid bumping into her and fell, forcing dozens of riders to crash, while others swerved into the crowds of onlookers. Video footage of the collision and ghastly scenes of medics tend to stunned or grimacing victims sparked outrage among fans and race organisers, especially when they realised the woman had fled the scene instead of staying to help. She remained in hiding for 4 days before turning herself in to police. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has confirmed he will not get vaccinated against COVID-19, having previously said he would be the last Brazilian to do so. The far-right leader has generated controversy over his handling of the coronavirus pandemic and for initially downplaying the seriousness of the virus, despite catching it himself. "I've decided not to get vaccinated," he said. "I'm looking at new studies. I already have the highest immunization. Why would I get vaccinated?" the 66-year-old said late Tuesday night in an interview with Jovem Pan Radio. A coronavirus skeptic, Bolsonaro previously claimed the Pfizer vaccine could turn people into crocodiles due to secondary effects. Since contracting COVID-19 in July 2020, Bolsonaro has repeatedly claimed that tests have shown he has a large number of antibodies to fight the virus and thus does not need to be vaccinated, something experts dispute. A partially shredded canvas of one of British artist Banksy's most celebrated works is expected to sell for millions when it goes under the hammer on Thursday. The artwork, now called Love is in the Bin, will be offered by London auction house Sotheby's at its contemporary art sale. The work, formerly called Girl with Balloon, has an estimated selling price of £4 to £6 million or €5 to €7 million. The original canvas sold for nearly £1.1 million at the same location in October 2018, when it dramatically passed through a shredder hidden in its frame moments after bidding ended. Australian long-distance swimmer Chloe McArdle said Thursday she would likely retire after breaking the world record for the most swims across the English Channel. The 36-year-old completed the gruelling 21-mile, nearly 34-kilometre swim between England and France for the 44th time on Wednesday, surpassing the previous record of 43 she jointly held with Britain's Alison Streeter. McArdle had already beaten the men's record of 34 crossings in 2020 and said it was probably her last after devoting 12 years of her life to earn the official Queen of the Channel title. We'll be waking up to another foggy morning on Thursday before the sun eventually evaporates our little low-hanging cloud friends. The day will remain grey with occasional sunny moments. Temperatures will start off at a cool 8 to 10 degrees Celsius, reaching highs of 14 degrees in the afternoon, before dropping back to a similar 8 to 10 degrees Celsius in the evening. Our next bulletin will be online from around 5 p.m. Be sure to check it out. And in the meantime, for more on any of these news stories and for the latest news headlines, visit rtltoday.lu.